just through that. But I also want to just leave you an encouraging word, and I will not hold you long. I will cut it shorter. We're going to read from Mark chapter 11, verse 12. Mark chapter 11 and verse 12. Thank you for what you're going to do in this church, and the people in this church. And thank you for what you're going to do in this city because of the people in this church. Thank you, O God, that we're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for your kingdom. Mark chapter 11, verse 12. Praise God. Mark 11, verse 12 reads, "And on the morrow when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of the figs was not yet." The times of the figs was not yet. Verse 14, "And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it." Now turn quickly to John chapter 5 and verse 5. John chapter 5 and verse 5. Thank you, Jesus. John 5 and verse 5. And now you can turn my monitors down, little Rodney. My number one, that blue line, turn mine just down a little bit. John 5 verse 5. "And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered, said, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." In verse 8, we'll conclude with that. "Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." I want to preach to you this morning on a subject entitled, Bring Out the Best in Us. Bring out the best in us. Father, in the name of Jesus, your spirit has been here this entire time. And, oh God, as the word of God goes forth, again, we want a word of revelation to come to impact us and to empower us. We believe that when we come to the house of God, we should absolutely leave changed, encouraged, and believe that if God is on our side, what can man do to us? And I'm asking God that something inside each and every one of us would rise. It's time for us to rise in so many areas of our lives. And it is you that desires for us to rise. So let your word go forth. We ask it in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen. 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 You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Believe it or not, people can become satisfied with underachieving. People can easily become satisfied with just getting by. People can come to a place in life where they feel that living defeated, living mundane and broken and unproductive lives is just perfectly normal, and that believing for anything more than that is just fantasy and dreams, but not true in reality. But that belief system did not just start with those individuals. Please hear me. Believing in something, whether it's good or bad, usually comes from the influence of someone else. Someone else tells you something, and then a seed is now planted. Someone else tells you that you cannot do something, so you now believe you cannot do it. Someone else tells you that that thing is impossible, so now there is something that becomes impossible for your own life. Someone say this is just the world is, the way the world works. Some races may be better than others in our society. Someone may say because of this barrier you have and because of this weakness you have or the problem you have, it's just something you're going to have to simply accept. Hear me, many people of that mindset and mental suffering deal with it because they have believed in someone else's report. Many of the reasons why we find life so difficult to deal with it because we haven't heard people who have gone through something difficult
say the right things. We think life is difficult because we heard people who go through difficult things tell you how bad it is. And so we think that's the normal, that when things are bad, that it's time to whine and cry and curse God. But I want to be somebody that tells you that we got to be people that even when the right things don't happen, there's still a way you still can live your life. Even when things are not going the way you want to, we have to have somebody that says, yeah, my life is messed up too, but there's a God that I know about that I want to share with you, that God always make a way when there is no way. We need people in this hour to speak some new things instead of the old same stinking thinking that keeps too many people down, that keeps too many people depressed, because they believe that I'm like everybody else. But someone has to rise and say, not anymore. I choose to believe in the report of the Lord. His report says I am healed. His report says I am filled. His report says there will be victory in my life. This is an hour for someone to say, I'm ready to rise up. I'm ready to stand strong in the face of any adversity that I deal with.
I want to handle things better than I ever saw them in my household. In my household, maybe I saw anger was the proper way to respond to negative situations. In my house, all I heard was fussing and arguing to deal with disagreements. And all I heard in my household was, I can't afford this. I can't do that. I can't invest in that. All I ever heard were reasons why I can't. Is there anybody here that's so sick and tired of all of those things? I pray I'm stirring somebody. Are you sick or tired of being held back and limited by what your limited thinking has been? How about we start looking at it as how God sees it? And God don't see it like us, because God is not broke. God is not bankrupt. God has all power in his hands. And whatever you need in your dry river, the flow of the word of God can move into your life that will never run dry. Jesus is still the answer for every situation. Jesus is still the hope for any circumstance. Is there any believers in the house that know that Jesus Christ is able to do anything in your life? I hope someone understands that when you walk into this house of God, you are coming to get a mind change. I'm coming to say that the reality that walking with God is following his principles is totally opposite of those negative mindsets. And you got to wake up to understand that. In the house of God, there is no negative mindsets, because there's nothing that God cannot do. I said there's nothing that God cannot do. And you might come in here with brokenness, and you might come in here with heaviness, and you got to come here with all kind of issues. Can I tell you, this is the place for those needs to be met. If your needs can't be met here, then where can they be met? But if you know that you're in the right place at the right time, then yes, you should get ready for a breakthrough. You should get ready for a miracle. You should get ready for an answer, because God always wants to make things right.
There's an example of a man named Jacob. That was his name. And in their culture, your name was your identity. His name meant trickster, conniver, scam artist. But God says, I'm a God that makes things rise. And so no longer are you going to be called Jacob, but your name is being changed to Israel, which means what you thought you were is not who your true identity is. That label that was put upon you is not who I really called you to be. Is there any Jacobs here that are ready to be changed to Israel? Is there anybody here that says, I'm tired of the old label, the old mindset, and the heaven of what the world put upon me? I choose to take on what God has called me. I got prince and power with God. There's some princes and some princesses in the house right now. If you can believe in the word of God, you will never be the same. We have to grab a hold of this principle, because human nature, I can feel it upon some of you right now. Human nature tells you, be content with where you are right now. Human nature tells you, take the path of least resistance. Human nature tells you, you are okay exactly where you are here right now. You are absolutely okay with your life. You are comfortable with the place that you are in. Let me be clear, you might be comfortable, but it's not your best place. It's just routine. It's just your timeline. It's just your stinking place of security, a place of no risk, a place of self-preservation. It's your place making sure that you don't have to be desperate for anything outside of yourself. So long as you feel you are okay, you don't have to connect to what God wants you to connect with. Because walking with God is supposed to be uncomfortable. Walking with God is supposed to be uneasy at times. Walking with God sometimes may not make sense. And that's where Esther was. Here she has now been promoted as queen. And she says, when they heard about that the people were going to be destroyed, she first said, I can't take any risk. I can't go to the king uninvited. That would have to cost me something. But her uncle corrected her and said, don't you think for a moment that if you're not going to speak up, but you're not going to be spared. You're not going to be spared. You'll die like the rest of us. But God will raise up somebody. And what she had to do is understand the position that God has placed you in is a place where God says, this is where I can bring out the best in you. So yes, I know you're going through some trouble right now. And yes, I know you're going through some heartaches right now. And yes, I know some things are upside down right now. And you don't have the answers. Can I tell you, you are in a place that God is about to bring out the best inside of you. God is going to reveal some things you did not know was on the inside of you. And you might be crying some tears. And you might be saying, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Can I tell you, it's never God's intention to leave you in that place. And something got on the inside of Esther that said, okay, I'm ready to take a risk. If you are willing this morning to take a risk, God will rise you up, and God will show you, I'm about to bring out the best in you. Is there anybody that's ready for your best self to be manifested? Is there any, come on somebody, is there anybody here that wants to grow? Is there anybody here that wants to advance? Is there anybody here that wants the best in you to come out? Yes. Jesus says it this way, Luke 12:16, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns. I'll just build greater barns. And I'll bestow all my fruits and my goods there. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods. You're in a comfortable place, laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, you're a fool. This night, your soul will be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which you have provided? So he that layeth up treasure for himself is not rich towards God. Jesus brings this illustration up because it is his will for us to be connected to his purpose and not our own. You'll never grow in God if it's about how God can keep on blessing you and keep on helping you. It has to be, God, what can I do for you? It's like, praise God, President Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Is there anybody that can say, God, not what you can do for me, not God bless me again, oh God help me again, but God, what can I do for your kingdom? How can I connect with your purpose? How can I connect with your plan? Your plan is bigger than my plan. My plan is limited, and so much of our frustration is because we're trying to do our plan and not God's plan. Achan, you're trying to keep what you thought would preserve you. So you kept the stuff But it's not about self-preservation. It's about what can I do for Christ. So God is taking us now exactly where we are. No matter where you are, Jesus will take you right now where you are. But he then tells you, I want to transform your mind to be different and to grow on a new level. How many wants to grow to a new level? I'm glad you are where you are, but I'm not going to leave you where you are. I'll accept you as you are, but I love you too much to leave you where you are. And so when we come to our text in the book of John, we find a man who was sick for 38 years, just the way he was. And when Jesus saw him lie, L-I-E there, him lying is a picture of the majority of society that are lying there. And Jesus noticed how long he had been in that case and asked him a question, will you be made whole? And he made an excuse. He says, someone, when I try to go into that water, someone steps before me. And Jesus says, rise, take up your bed and walk. Look at this man. He was lame for 38 years with his infirmity. He laid there. He laid there in disappointment. He laid there with hopelessness. He laid there with no hope of getting out of the hardship that he was in. Laying there with no dream. Laying there with no expectations, laying there with no goals, no vision of a future. He laid there with a mentality that says, I'd rather just stay around others that are in the same bad condition as I am. I'll be content all these years to stay comfortable with everyone else who's choosing to stay comfortable. I'll choose to stay amongst those that are defeated just like me, that are downhearted just like me. And how many of you right now, if you're honest with yourself, you get around those that are in the same misery as you are. You're doing what they're doing, and you're saying what they're saying, and we're all in that same place, impotent folk. But I find it very interesting when Jesus shows up who his eyes landed on. The Bible says there were multitudes of impotent folk, but Jesus found his eyes on him. And Jesus says, he said he noticed him lying there. How long was he in that condition? Jesus, I have no reason why I shouldn't believe that this man was the one who was there by this pool the longest. And Jesus says, I will find the one, maybe not that everyone should expect, but I'll find the one that nobody expects. I'll find the one that's been suffering for a long time. I'll find the one who's been hurting for a long time, who's been desperate for a long time, and I'm gonna find my eyes on him. Let me tell you this morning that Jesus will bypass others to find someone that has a personal problem that only Jesus can fix. But I tell you right now, Jesus is here to take notice of how long you've been lying there, and Jesus wants to rise you up. He wants to raise you up. Jesus does not choose the easiest problem. Please hear me this morning. He did not choose the easiest task or the easiest person. He takes on the biggest challenge. The Bible made note of how long Jesus noticed he was there. Jesus knows how long you've been dealing with what you've been dealing with. Jesus knows that time frame of your suffering, but Jesus tells him, I will take the most difficult situation you have in your life, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do to you. Going back to that fig tree, he was saying, I have to curse this tree. Even though the scripture clearly states it was not the season of the figs. So what's the problem, Jesus? If it wasn't supposed to be producing, why are you so upset at it? Well, it's the wrong perception. The perception is, the excuses was, the timing is not right, Lord. Not the seasons to produce. I'm going through a battle right now, Lord. Don't you understand? I'm going through some marital problems right now. I'm going through some financial problems right now. God, I'm going through some health issues. God, I'm going through some things. Don't you get it that this is not my time to produce? This is not the time for me to produce the better things, for the best me to come out. I have to be in this closet right now. I got too many problems going on in my home, in my life. God, this is not good timing. Why are you upset? Because Jesus understands, it doesn't matter what excuse you have, I can do a great thing right now. I don't care what your bank account looks like. I can do a miracle right now. I don't care if you're not perfect right now. I don't care what personal things are going on in your life. Today is a day I can bring you higher than you ever thought you could go. And so, Lord, curse it, because we can never present excuses like God cannot do it. There's no excuse in your life right now that will cause God to be limited in his power. And so the Lord says, right now, I'm going to bring out the best in you. I can't overlook what he says to this man. He first says, rise. I know you have excuses. I know you have barriers right now. I know you got your whole list and your agendas of why it cannot be right now. And the Lord ignores all that. The first thing I have to get you to do is to get up from the place that you've been in. Before you walk into new places in your life, as we move to 2020, you first have to rise up in your mind and rise up in your spirit and say, I'm tired of laying down. Is there anybody here that's sick and tired of lying down and you are ready to rise in the name of the Lord? I tell you, this is your time to rise. God wants us to rise out of wrong thinking, of believing that the only way I can walk through my victory is through the assistance of someone else. And some of you are going through so much hardship and pain. It's because the pain you have received are from people that are trying to help you get to that water, but they always leave you high and dry. But when you get your eyes off of people and get your eyes on God, this is your time to rise. You don't need nobody else. You just need Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't you allow what people think about you, say about you, worry about you, stop you from getting up. You say, I don't need your help. I look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. We need people who are ready to rise up before any special moment or occasion to happen. Yeah, I know in the past you've been a beggar. Yeah, I know in the past you watched everybody else get their blessing. I know in the past you've always been a taker, not a giver. That was that man. You've always depended upon others. But it's time for you to rise up. You don't have to depend on nobody else but Jesus. Is anybody believing that this morning? Jesus is walking by. He's saying, you rise. I know you don't have any help, but I'm your help. If you look to Jesus, Jesus will cause you up higher, and Jesus will bring out the best in us. Hallelujah. I'm going to close with this last illustration. Gideon is one of my favorite characters to speak about, because Gideon truly was in a desperate position. Gideon was threshing wheat, but he was doing it at the wrong place. He was doing it at the wine press. But the reason why he had to do it is because he's hiding and he's intimidated by the problems around him. And the Lord came to him and saying, the Lord is saying to anybody who's hiding, anybody who's discouraged, and the Lord sends an angel and tells him to rise. I'm about to bring out the best in you. I know you've been hiding. And he tells him, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. You mean me who's been hiding? Yes. You mean me who's been sick? Yes. You mean me who's been worried and unfaithful and unforgiving and who I thought I was? Yes. That's who I'm talking to. You mean me who's had a past? Yes. You mean me who had a whole bunch of mistakes behind me, who haven't done things right? Yes. Who can't keep a job? Who is always negative? Yes. I'm talking to you. I want you to rise up and be what I'm calling you to be. You are a mighty man of valor. Is there mighty men and women of God today and say, yesterday's God, I might have been defeated in my past. I might have lost in my past. I might have been broken in my past. But today, I'm going to rise up. Today, I'm going to be better. Today, I'm going to do more. Today, I'm climbing higher. Is there anybody here that's ready to rise up in Jesus' name? Rise up this morning in Jesus' name. You can stand on your feet this morning. What the Lord told him to do. Please hear me. It's going to take some first for you to rise up. You were never able to rise up by yourself. But when Jesus calls you to rise up, I promise you he's going to strengthen you. I don't know in this scenario if Jesus took him by the hand and picked him up. Not this time. Maybe other times. There'll be times when no one can pick you up. You got to get up by yourself. Sometimes nobody can coddle you and tell you things to tickle your ears. Sometimes you got to just obey the word and say, if he wants me to rise, I'm going to get up and rise. Everything might not be in order, but he's calling the best out in me. And I believe right now God is trying to call the best out in somebody. I believe there's somebody who's saying, it's my time, it's my season, it's my moment, and I'm going to get up and I'm going to rise. And this is what the Lord said. Because if I speak something, I have to see by your response if you believe in what I said. I find that a lot of us don't get our breakthrough is because we are hearers of the word, but we don't make it personal. And I have people call me and say, well, how come this is going on in my life? And how come that's going on in my life? And my problem sometimes I'm too nice to some of you. That's my own problem. I got to start speaking a little bit more direct truth and tell you it ain't God's fault, it's your fault. And tell you, you keep on hearing the word of God, but you're not activating the word of God. He says you got to be hearer, but then you got to operate in action in your faith. So if I'm calling you to be a mighty man of valor, I'm going to give you a test to see if you believe it. So I spoke into your life while you were hiding. While you were at a negative place, I called you in that spot. And I told you you're mighty. Let's see if you believe it. He says to Gideon that same night, do something drastic. Do you believe what I'm telling you? Then you can't keep on doing what you've already always done. You want to come out of hiding. You question why we are in this place. You said, where is the God that our fathers talked about? You want your own experience. So now let me test you to see if you can get it. He says in Judges 6:25, and it came to pass that night, the Lord said to him, take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, throw down the altar of Baal that your father has. There's something that is a banner in your life that you've been bowing down to. And you see it every morning. You see it every day. And it's intimidating you, telling you I'm the Lord of your life. Whether it's a drug, an addiction, a perverted thought, a wrong lifestyle, something that every day you wake up and it's a symbol that I got you. But now something's whispering in your spirit saying, aren't you tired of that? You're a mighty man of valor. You're a mighty woman of valor. And I need you to now tear down something that has been tearing you down. Tear down something that has been oppressing you. I think it's time for us, like the Bible says, he led captivity captive. He said, when you rise up, the things that have been coming against you, you're going to start tearing those very things down when you believe in my word. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I speak a word right now to somebody. You got some spiritual attack that's been put up like a flag telling you you serve it, and you've been saluting it, bowing down to it, but God is saying, rise up this morning and pull it down by the authority of the word of God. I wish somebody right now will pull down some strongholds right now in the name of, come on, do it by faith. I know I'm pretending, but by faith, drag it down. By faith, say I'm holding down. By faith, I'm rising up, and the thing that kept me down, I'm pulling that thing down. thing down. Cut that thing out in the name of the Lord. And once you cut something down and you let go of something and you release the burden of God, he says, don't stop there. That's the next thing we have problems with. We come down to an altar and we put some stuff down, but then we don't pick things up that God wants us to pick up. You go pick up something. You go pick up some attitude, some spirit, some weight. So when you lay it down, he tells him in verse 26, after you cut down that bail, that issue, that problem, that addiction, whatever it might be in your life, build an altar unto the Lord. And I like what he says. He says, don't build this altar anywhere, but build this altar upon a rock. And that rock is Jesus. And so when you let go of some things today, when you let go of things in your life, he says, not only do I want you to cut some stuff down, you got to now start building an altar, a place of sacrifice. What's the last thing you have sacrificed unto God? You want to be mighty, but you won't sacrifice. You want to be mighty, but you want everything easy. You want to be mighty, but you can't show up to church when the doors are open. You want to be mighty, but you always have an excuse about this, that, or the other. You want to grow, but you always got something. Well, you're going to keep on getting what you always got. But there's somebody here, it might only be two or three, that says, I'm going to rise. It might not be everybody else, but I'm tired of my past. I'm tired of my same. Aren't you tired of your same old cycles? Well, God is too. God wants to get you up. He says, rise, take up your bed, and walk. Walk over the things that have been walking over you. Pick up the things that have kept you down. I want you to lift your hands right now. It's our time to rise. Take up your bed. You've been laying on that thing for too long. You've been stiff for too long. You've been hurting for too long. Rise out of that bed and walk forward. Rise up and stop making excuses. Say, I'm going to rise in my marriage. Rise, stop laying down your bed of excuses. Rise and say, I believe my family's going to be saved. Rise up and take up what's been labeling you. Rise against the voices of negativity that say you always have to be a beggar. You always have to be a taker. Say, no, I will be the lender and not the borrower. I have something to bring to the table. Take up your bed and walk out of your old mindset, from your critical spirit, from your cynical attitude. Get out from your self-centeredness. Rise up and be everything that God wants you to be. Come out of your sickness. Come out of your chronic sickness. Come out of your chronic sickness. I believe right now in this service, he wants to heal all your diseases. He wants to heal all your diseases, both physically and mentally.